The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Not a lot of crabbing going on right now, and breaking news from the overnight weather. Overnight, the temperatures will drop. Wow. What a revelation. I never thought about that. How about you? I do know this is getting windy in Easton, that's for sure. It's probably getting windy where you are as well. 31 degrees here. A few little snowflakes, kind of, sort of, but not really. Wind is, what is the wind here right now? Let's see. 27 miles per hour. Yeah, breezy. I'm sorry for you veterans and you youngsters who are going waterfowl hunting today. I hope, please stay off the water. Do not even get within 200 yards. I'm kidding, but stay away from the water today. It's going to be extremely cold, extremely windy. It's going to feel like 12 degrees or so, 18, with a strong wind. It's, yeah. I mean, maybe the geese, maybe the ducks will fly. Maybe they won't. But please be careful out there. Anybody headed out? Give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Midwinter Waterfowl Survey did come out this week. Thanks, Larry Heinemann, for sending that to me. It's looking pretty good, actually. If anybody's interested, we'll talk about that in a minute. But let's review the primitive muzzleloader season. Two friends who missed giant bucks. And I couldn't believe there were any deer moving. One fell up in Harford County, had two opportunities at his dream buck, and somehow or another wasn't able to connect. And another fellow went out just prior to the season with the muzzleloader or with a crossbow and had a shot and gave the little deer a haircut and saw the, you know, under brisket shot low. I've done that, shaved a little white hair off of the bottom of the brisket, and next day a deer was up moving on the corn piles and on the cameras and all that stuff, but didn't get an opportunity to take it with the muzzleloader. So they were still out there, excuse me, still holding their antlers. I didn't have any deer on camera. I mean, I had a couple little deer on camera during this whole time, but nothing during the daytime until Wednesday afternoon. Had six deer come out just where I suspected they'd been all week, laying in a big grass bed, you know, bedding there rather than the quote-unquote bedding area that's, you know, so common and that we've, you know, seen a lot of deer pass through and stop in and head to and that type of thing. But because of the snow, because of the ice, I'm assuming they were bedding down in this heavy grass bed. Six does. Looked like three or four pretty big ones and then a couple of smaller ones. But and could any of them be shed heads? I don't know. They waited till 5:30 in the evening to show up, which was, you know, sunset, and then piddled around and piddled around and piddled around and never did come on the property. So that's how I ended my season. No deer Monday, no deer Tuesday. Six deer Wednesday, nothing close enough to harvest. So, but it was a good year. I had a great year. Excuse me, didn't have a great night's sleep. I had a great year deer hunting and hunting in general. Got a little sea duck trip, and you know, I was okay with hunting season this year. Next year will be better. So that's how you got to look at it. got a gift from Robin, and buck that was on my hit list. I was able to harvest that. A good friend allowed me to take a sick of deer hind, so I've got sick of deer in the freezer, which is even better. So, Chris, my buddy, killed a bear on a hunt, killed a buck on a hunt, so no complaints on this season. The only thing left is snow geese right now, maybe some squirrel hunting, rabbit hunting, but I don't know how the woods are going to treat that with all the frozen stuff. Somehow the rabbits are able to figure out how to survive. I see them on camera, the foxes, the raccoons. And I probably deleted 2,000 pictures of a flock of grackles eating up all the corn I put out, a couple hundred pounds of corn. Very interesting. I sat near the corn pile in the field the other day on a folding chair, hoping that something would come out. And, kind of on the only deer tracks I saw all those 3 days. And watched the squirrels and the birds kind of tunnel underneath the ice layer. Something would break it loose, whether it was a bird and or a squirrel scratching, and then they'd just expand the hole and get down to the corn. And the corn was, of course, laying on the ground. There was probably 3 inches of snow with 1.5 or 2 inches of ice on top. And after they got through that ice layer, they'd dig down and get underneath. I watched squirrels disappear under the ice. I watched birds disappear under the ice. It was kind of like a prairie dog town. You know, at one point I had 7 squirrels there within about 10 yards of me, so it was pretty kind of cool. So I kind of like that stuff. Anyway, our number 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And end of each hour, I think we'll give away tickets to the 79th Annual National Outdoor Show coming up here February 27th, 28th. You'll also hear commercials for the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, which I don't have. So let's get to our first caller, which is Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How are you doing today?
Okay, I guess.
Good. What's going on?
Not too much.
No? Did you stay warm this week?
Yeah, I stayed in most of the time.
Didn't venture out on that ice, I'm sure.
No.
Nuh-uh. You don't want to do that. I know next year I will have a set of ice grippers to go on my boots, even if I don't need them or ever need them. But I fell on Monday, fell forward once in the woods, reaching for a tree limb to sustain me. And the second time I fell was also Monday, coming out of the woods, and was trying to pound through the ice with my heels and didn't quite do it and went down on my butt. And that one jarred me a little bit, but I'm fine, A little stiff for a couple days, but, everything's good. Kept my powder dry. That's the main thing. That's what they tell you. Keep your powder dry. Yeah. So I did that. So I got a couple muzzleloaders to shoot here, and gets a little nicer. I'll probably just put up a target and see how they're shooting. They should be both fine, but, they were both fine before, so we'll give it a shot. Warm up this week. Hopefully some of this stuff will get going. Are you seeing a lot of geese up your way?
I don't know, really. Most of what I do see is snow geese, but I think I saw some Canadians one day.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of snow geese up there. But yesterday I drove from Easton to Cambridge, and a lot of fields that are, I guess they're winter wheat or something in them. They're not green, though. They're brown. But the geese were just flocking in there, eating the grass. And cornfield was open, too, but they weren't touching the corn. They're grazers. They'd sooner eat grass than anything. So I just watched them while driving by pile into those fields. I mean, just pile of them, groups of 5, 10, and then 50, and then they were just put a couple hundred geese in each of those fields where the ice had melted enough for the grass to stick up through. So kind of cool to see. So any plans for this week, buddy?
I guess nothing in particular.
I've got Maryland hunting quarterlies that I picked up on Thursday. delivered to Harford and Cecil County. Yesterday went to Southern Maryland, so they're out there a little bit, but by the end of this coming week, they'll be out there all over the place. So we'll have them, and they'll be online. We don't have them launched online yet either, so is what it is. Yeah, yeah. Cold, and our old, shaken, buck fever, fingers were blue, didn't want to miss dinner. Too windy, yeah. Too icy, yeah. These are excuses I'm getting from one of our hunters that is texting me. You know, fingers were cold. Yeah, my fingers were cold too. But my excuse was no deer in sight close enough to shoot.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have that.
That's the way it would be with me, with Tom and the. Or just didn't come by me right to get a shot.
That's right. That's right. So, but, you know, I had opportunity to take several deer this year and just passed on them. You know, some of them were pretty small and within range. Others were, you know, it was a little bit too dark and, you know, they were moving around a little bit. I couldn't tell the doe from the yearlings and, you know, that was one. Another one, a deer walked by me at like 80 yards, just messed around, and I just thought, you know, I don't know, I want to mess with this deer tonight, and I just let her go. So,
yeah.
You know, I figure it's a successful hunt if I see an animal that I can harvest and don't. That's a successful hunt to me.
Yeah.
You know, put the sights on it, and then let it walk. It's easy. I call it counting coup, like the Native Americans did when they were able to touch their enemy and not kill them. So, anyway, you have a good week, buddy. Huh?
I've had chances. I could have shot at the deer, and, a lot of times I figure, well, heck, am I lucky to go off and drop? And I won't be able to find it because it's getting dark.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not shoot it and have a chance another day at it. And if I shoot it and it go far off, then I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I like to shoot them in the morning, buddy. That next to dark thing is...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it happened this season, and I don't remember what happened last season, a couple times. But, you know, that's when they come out, you know, and then you take your shot and take your chances. And fortunately, I've been able to watch them drop most of the time, so haven't had to track a deer in a long time. So, all right, man, I'll let you go. Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, I do.
Yep, yeah. Talk to you soon. Yep. Okay, folks, well, all season long, all fall, I've been telling you, get prepared for the cold weather. It's coming. Well, I was right. Cold weather did show up. It's not one of those mild winters, is it? So I hope by next season, and maybe even for the remainder of the, you know, a couple weeks left of the groundhog winter, 6 more weeks, maybe you could get your fireplace, your insert, installed in your fireplace at your house, but you'll have to call Hearth America at Backyard Village to find out when they can do that. So I'm just sitting here, beautiful flame in the firebox over there, and fans blowing heat through the room, and it's set at 71 degrees, I think, and everything is fine. It's an EX35 Enviro model from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and More So and other top brands. And you can also check out, probably get a little quicker, the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well if you need a primary heat source or even an alternative heat source. Maybe you want something in an outbuilding or a garage or something. So select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're right there. Kent Island, Kent Narrows, Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon or on Drummer Drive. You'll be ready next year for the chilly weather. BackyardBillies.com is a website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number, if you want to give them a call, 410-827-4500. And remember, I always say the same thing. Quality people, quality product knowledge, quality products, quality prices. You'll be glad for all of that. So stop by the showroom. They're open 7 days a week. BackyardVillage.com, Hearth America Facebook. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. I just said that. Route 50, exit 44B. If you're coming from the bridge, that's Evans Avenue exit, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. All right. Let me tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop real quick. So Clyde's is asked me to really focus on some of the Brownings. And the Brownings that we're focusing on are the X-Bolts. There are every model of X-Bolts available at Clyde's Sports Shop. He's well-stocked. So big game hunters, there's no better time to own a Browning X-Bolt. There, you can see all the models in stock at Clyde's. All the X-Bolts feature a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action, standard magnum and short magnum calibers. And, you know, they've got the stainless steel stalker. They've got the medallion. They've got the micro. They've got the X-Bolt 2. So quite a selection of in-stock, walk away with them after the paperwork, centerfire bolt-action rifle in a lot of calibers, standard calibers, magnum calibers, short magnum calibers, you name it, Clyde's has the X-Bolt. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, that phone number 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSports.com, ClydeSports.com, and two S's there between with Clyde's and Sports. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope, mounting, accessories, and all of that stuff. Getting ready for fishing, too. The fishing tackle sale's coming up, and we'll have that for you next week. Or maybe this week. We'll see. Your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde's Sports Shop. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp us out and you can't make us run, cause we're the more boys raised on shotgun. We say grace, we say ma'am, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Amen, Hank. Hey, many of you are familiar with it being in the Delmarva region, if you live in especially the lower part of the Eastern Shore or Sussex County, Delaware, you're familiar with Kelly's Outdoors. Not a sponsor here, but certainly a good advertiser in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and it was announced on February 3rd that the original owner, Kelly Raz, passed away suddenly. Kelly had multiple health issues. He had diabetes as one, dialysis, and he helped facilitate the ad process with the new owner. And I was in the store not that long ago, I'd say less than a month ago, and Kelly happened to be in there, had a really, really nice conversation. And I've known him for a few years, but one of the last two conversations I had with him were really, really friendly, really nice, and he was a good man. He was a good man. So keep his family, his wife and two children, grown children. Keep Kelly's Outdoors and the Rats family and the owners of the new owners of the shop in your prayers, because it's going to be a difficult time here for a little bit. He was well known in the industry, in the archery industry in particular. He supported the Maryland Bowhunter Society with a lot of stuff, and I talked to the former president of MBS the other day too when he passed, and yeah, everybody's a little down in the dumps. So 410 WCBM 680. Let's bring a little more joy to our lives here. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're giving away tickets to the Nashville Outdoor Show. Did you play that spot yet? Or is that one I have to do? That's one I have to do, right? Well, we'll talk about them in a minute, just in a minute. So, any callers on the line there, Mr. Aaron?
We are all caught up right now, waiting for our next one.
All caught up. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. So, those of you who might have a deer to measure for the potential record book, we could have put a couple big ones in recently. I mean, really big deer. One from Caroline County that grossed 213 inches is on our Facebook page right now. But we'll be measuring at the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo and the National Outdoor Show. We'll have measures there to take your buck into consideration. I know we have a handful of Sika deer coming to the Explore the Shore Expo, and we thank you for going to that and bringing your deer in. I'm sure you'll have an enjoyable time, and I'll be able to see you there and at the National Outdoor Show as we measure up those deer. So you'll get to meet our scoring director. Also, talking about our scoring director, Bob Newton was interviewed by Hunter Dortenzo this week. Made the trip to Cecil County and spent a couple hours with Bob, going over measuring and that type of thing. And he's writing a story for the publication. Took a lot of pictures for the, the Natural Resource Magazine that goes out to 50,000 viewers online. And I guess there'll be some pictures on the website and things like that. So we're looking forward to the publicity, and we thank Hunter for that and thank the department. You know, we are the the organization, the company, Bucks, Bears, Stags, is the official record keeper for Maryland big game, whitetail, sika deer, and black bears. And it was in a shop yesterday in Southern Maryland, Charlotte Hall, and there's a giant sika deer, Maryland sika deer on the wall, and I said, my goodness, who harvested that magnificent animal? He said, my cousin. I said, well, tell your cousin to get in touch with me or get in touch with us, and we'll get him measured up for the record book. We got a guy right down here in Lexington Park that'll come in and measure it for him. So, you know, that's a good thing. So, if you're on the shore, we've got a few folks here that'll measure for you, from Galena to Marydell to Northeast. And, you know, we like to do these events because they expose Bucks, Bears, Stags to a lot more people. And the record book will be coming out again this year, so this will be our third edition. The first one, we kind of gathered all the records from the old deer contest here in Maryland and took those public records and turned that into a record book. Plus, we measured a few deer, maybe 100. Between the first book and the second book, our guys really stepped it up. We measured over 600 animals, pictures, color pictures, all the records in a lot of different categories, youth, female, bow, crossbow, muzzle loader, firearm. We did several events in Garrett County and measured a lot of deer up in Garrett County, a lot of deer from the shore. But, you know, we know there's always more out there. So we've got deer that have been made. We have state record deer that's been measured, has never appeared on social media. A state record non-typical with a muzzleloader. Youth hunter shot it because of religious persuasions. Can't convince the father to release the picture of the son. And they're not social media people. So we get it. He'll be in a record book, hopefully with a story if we can track him down. And we're working on that for this year's book, too. So what a giant, I'm telling you, a giant. So we've measured three deer this year from 2025 season, 26 season, over 200 inches so far. Big non-typicals, big velvet bucks. So it's a joy to do this and be able to provide this for the hunters of Maryland, so. That's where we are. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, the 79th National Outdoor Show is coming to Dorchester County again. The address is 3485 Golden Hill Road. It's in the K-6 school down there on Church Creek. Friday and Saturday, February 27th and 28th. Show opens Friday at 5 and Saturday at 9. Admission is only $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. I was talking to somebody about eating muskrat yesterday. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen and trappers and watermen and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. And most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family with entertaining contests and educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, and you can savor local seafood delicacies, including muskrat, cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 27th and 28th. And we'll see you at the 79th National Outdoor Show. For times and details, go to the website, nationaloutdoorshow.org. Albright's Gun Shop is having a sale, too. Same weekend, 27th February, from 10 to 7 a.m., 7 p.m. And you can hit the sale and then hit the show if you want. And Saturday from 10 to 2. 40% off First Light and Barber outdoor clothing. And it's a blowout gun and hunting sale. I mean, all new and used guns will be on sale. All of them. And, you know, Albright's has one of the largest collections of new and used firearms. Well, at least on Delmarva, and maybe beyond that. There's going to be a free giveaway, too. You can win a classic pre-owned Remington 1187, 12-gauge Sportsman Field Shotgun. Register in the store, no purchase necessary. The address is 36 East Dover Street in historic Easton, Maryland. That's 36 East Dover Street, right downtown, 410-820-8811. And I don't know if you'll see me there Friday morning. You might. But I did purchase one of those classic firearms, one of those used, quote-unquote, used firearms from Albright's here recently. I actually bought a Savage Model 99 in 300 Savage. But they're giving away a classic pre-owned Remington 1187, 12-gauge Sportsman Field Shotgun, beautiful condition, beautiful condition. So they got a great collection of Remingtons, too. Yep, 20-gauge 1187s, left-hand 1100s. Check it all out, Albright's Gun Shop. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
On the farm, a boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "Your Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rolled away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his
All right, that's enough. He gets killed. Sorry to be spoiler alert. What do you? Sorry. So the midwinter waterfowl survey was has been conducted annually, and overall, dabbling duck numbers 117,300 were lower than the 2025 total of 126,000. Number of mallards 63,900 and black ducks 33,600 were higher than the respective 5-year averages. Diving duck numbers 239,100 were higher than the 100,200 ducks counted in 25 and the 5-year average. So we had a lot of divers out there this year. Said black ducks, I told you the mallards, gadwalls 3,100, widgeons 2,200, down a little. Shovelers up from 100 to 500, pintails up from 1,300 to 6,600 pintails. No wonder. I heard a lot of guys had good pintail numbers, that's for sure. Redheads were up from 5,700 to 11,300. Canvasbacks were down from 28,500 to 25,300. Bluebills, what about this number? Up from 36,900 last year to 105,800. Ringnecks were about the same. Golden eyes, I was blessed to kill a big Drake golden eye one time. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Heard ducks going over, pointed at him, shot, and a big old Drake fell out. 500 golden eyes. 18,600 buffalo heads up opposed to 13,000 last year. The ruddies are up from 9,700 to 72,300. Scoters up from 42 to 6,300. Long-tailed ducks only 400, down 100 from 500 last year. There have not been a lot of long tails out in the midwinter survey. 4,500 mergansers, up from 2,400. And 1,300 brant as opposed to 800 last year. Snow geese, down a little bit from 40,200 to 29,900. Canada geese, here's the number everybody wants to know. Last year, 414,000. This year, 509,400. And tundra swans were up from 12,900 to 16,900 tundra swans. Why don't we have a tundra swan season? Let's talk to Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning. Hello. I haven't spoke to you in a long time.
Well, nice to hear from you.
Well, it's good to be heard from. It's my age. But anyway, I was going to tell you, I couldn't think of any funny stories like I used to tell you. And my friend Joe falling in the water all the time.
I remember those stories, sure.
Yeah, and then my father beat me with a fishing rod.
It wasn't a Kunan rod, though, right?
Hey.
That he beat you with.
Don't ever make fun of my Kunan rod.
I'm not, buddy. I got a couple of them. They were pretty popular there for a while, back in the 80s. 40 years ago, they were popular. So.
Yeah, well, it worked well. Mm-hmm. And I was just going to tell you about, in my opinion, the best shotgun I ever had. There you go. And it would have been, we'll say, my first. And I didn't get into hunting till I was about 34 years old.
Right.
And I've been in the woods. I've been with fellas that used to raccoon hunt and things like that when
sure.
I was a young boy. But I got into it. So my friend Bill, we were police together. And Bill, he said, here's the gun you need. He said, you need to get the Special Field 1100. He had read about this. And I said, well, buddy, I do not want a 12-gauge. We shoot them. And I said, I cannot stand a hard recoil on a gun. I just don't like it. He said, well, you get a 20-gauge.
Right.
So anyway, I found a place where they had it, and I ordered it. And I still have it, by the way.
Good.
And in the beginning, because a special field with an English stock is more of a straight stock.
Right.
I had a heck of a time getting my neck down on that gun properly. And I hunted doves. I did everything. And I just shot terribly. just terrible. And it took me, I bet you, 10 years to where I actually started to master that gun by modifying myself.
Right.
So I mean, I took it everywhere, to Kansas, and I mean, now the thing had a 21.5-inch barrel on it.
Right.
It was the best field gun you could have.
Sure.
So what I did, I found a place that had a barrel for it, another barrel, 28 inches.
Right.
And I got that barrel, and of course that had a modified choke in it. I cut that barrel off at 21.5 inches. I did a beautiful job, by the way. And then I put rifle sights on that barrel. And
right.
if I wanted to deer hunt, I could deer hunt with the same gun.
Sure.
I would just change barrels on that gun. And I still have that. And after shooting, I don't know, 10 million rounds out of it.
Right.
I don't know what they call the spring, but it's the one that will keep the shell up in the... Okay. And it's a long spring in there. And that's what screwed up. And I took it to a gunsmith, and it's called staking. He had to restake the spring in.
Right.
And But I remember we'd be in Kansas, and this guy would give me living heck, because after a day of shooting, they'd all go to sleep, and I'd take my gun apart because it was a gas-fired gun. Okay.
Right, right.
And, man, I'd clean that thing up. And the guy used to give me heck for it. He said, "You're always constantly cleaning your gun."
Yeah.
Well, that kept that gun rolling, and it
sure
still does. And,
well,
so anyway,
let me say something to you, Ray, real quick here. I'm looking online on gunbroker.com, and there's a Remington 1100 Light 20, Special Field English, straight stock. Now, this one's in excellent condition. I don't think it's been used as much as yours has. But the starting bid is $1,675.
Holy mackerel. I'll tell you what I paid for it.
No, I'll give you $250 for it today.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll meet you and I'll let you use it.
No, I'm good, man. I got more shotgun.
I'm telling you. And then we were in Kansas one time, and we ate dinner with people in a farmer's, okay? And they said, one guy, young fella in there, he said, I got one of them special fields too.
Okay? Right.
But anyway, I'll get off here. I'll tell you, I'll try to make a funny joke real quick, and it's not filthy, okay?
So that would be good for This Is a Family Show, so yeah.
Of course, and I'm part of the family, don't you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, there you go. So anyway, here we go. This guy's a pirate, and he walks into the bar, and the bartender says, "Gee, I haven't seen you in a long time." He said, "Well, I've been away." The bartender says, "You don't look so good." The guy said, "I feel good." He said, "But you don't look." He said, "Well, last time you come in here, you didn't have that wooden leg." He said, "Oh." He said, "I got hit with a cannonball when we were fighting with the English."
Yeah.
He said, "Knocked my leg off. I got a wooden leg." He said, "But I feel good." He said, "Well, I don't know. You don't look too good." He said, "Well, what about what about that hand? You got a hook there." He said, "Oh, we were sword fighting, and when I wasn't looking, a guy cut my hand off, and now I got a hook." "Well, you don't look good." He said, "Man, I feel good." He said, "Well, last time you come here, you didn't have that patch on your eye." The guy says, "Oh," he says, "that." He said, "I was laying on the deck sunbathing, and I was looking up at the pretty sky, and there come all these nice birds, these seagulls flying over, and I was looking at that, and one of them kind of dropped a load, and it landed in my eye." And he said, "I forgot I had the hook." And that's when I tried to clear my eyes.
Oh, man. Oh, brother.
Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah.
I'll think of something else. I've probably got 1,000 things that I've done, and I can't remember.
Oh, that's all right.
One more thing. Well, last time I talked to you, we got talking, and you got regular guys that called in there.
Yeah.
Mark and Lee. And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And one of them called back and said to you, "Do you know that guy?"
Right.
"Do you know that guy?" He said, "I don't know that guy."
Yep.
He said, "Well, I sound like you know that guy."
I try to be friendly with everybody, Ray. So.
Well, anyway, that's it. I'll get off.
All right, buddy. Are you going to watch a new pirate movie coming out?
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, it's pretty racy. It's rated R. See you later.
Jeez. All right, I'll say goodbye.
Goodbye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you like tickets, call in and ask for them. We'll put you in the drawing, that's for sure. Tickets to the National Outdoor Show coming up here in Golden Hill, February 27th, 28th. And we'd love to see you there. Just give me a call. We got plenty of tickets to give away. We got to notify our winners from last week. We gave 4 away last week. Didn't name anybody, but I will contact them and get their addresses. Let's see who we gave them to. Let's see. Yeah, Joe Shivey, I guess, and Doug Mattingly. So we got your number. We'll call you, get your address, and ship your tickets out to you if you like. So I still got to call Charlie on his boat. So it's been a busy week. It's been a crazy week. New printer. Had to get a new printer. Oh, what a mess. What a mess. You print one place for 10 years, and then they go out of business. And you need to print another place for 5 years, and then they go out of business. And then you got to start all over again. You start all over with learning new people and learning new names and learning new tricks and how they do things and how they want things. And, you know. So you get through the first issue, and you tweak it as you go along. So that's where we're at. We're tweaking the first issue. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What are you telling me there, Aaron? Oh, yeah, let's do that. Why don't we do that? I don't even know who we're talking about in the last break. Who do I need to talk about, Aaron? Oh, Backyard Billies. Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about Backyard Billies. That's for sure. Well, gas insert, the beautiful flames have disappeared because the room is to temperature, whatever I set it at, and it's lovely in here. The dogs are enjoying it. They're sacked out. And just sitting here enjoying talking to you folks on the radio, and I can talk about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Very comfortable talking about them because I'm very comfortable in my room, and I can recommend a product, and I can recommend their people, and I can recommend their services as well. Great products, all types of fireplace inserts, all types of freestanding wood and pellet stoves, big selection of charcoal grills. They've got a lot of those Memphis stainless steel grills and a big selection of Big Green Egg if you're interested in those. So, you know, my Backyard Billy's is just loaded with stuff. We're soon going to talk about all the stuff in their backyard. I pulled in there the other day, and they had looked like a new selection of greenhouse sheds. All greenhouse, all shed. I mean, you walk into your greenhouse; it's got shelves on the side. You can put your plants in there, and the whole thing is transparent. So, it's a beautiful thing, and very nice, very handy. It'll fit anywhere in your backyard if you like to get into that, and then you don't have to deal with squirrels and rabbits and raccoons and birds and all that stealing your tomatoes and stealing your stuff. So I like that. A lot of sheds and, of course, chicken coops and dog kennels, Adirondack chairs, tables and chairs, all kinds of colors and selections. So, gym sets for the kids. You know, the big, we used to call them swing sets. Well, they're more than swing sets. They're all one big unit. They've got, some of them have little houses on top the kids can play in. There's a sliding, there's sliding boards. There's what we used to call monkey rings. There's swings and all that stuff. So, you know, it's all big one unit, so one big unit. So you can see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. 410-827-4500, 827-4500. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Backyard Billy's itself is located on Drummer Drive, and when you go down 50, you'll see all that furniture as you hit the exit there, exit 44B. So, but look, if it's heat you want, you can't find more selection anywhere else in the region, that's for sure. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your fireplace. We'll be right back. We will be right back.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music, ladies and gentlemen. That means we've come to the end of the first hour. We hope you enjoyed it. We'd like to have more callers, of course, but we understand, as cold and windy as it is today, and it's February. I get it. Nobody's hunting, well, except some youth and waterfowl hunters and snow goosers out there today, but please be careful. Anyway, get out, stay safe. Remember, God loves you no matter what. And you have a great family. So love your family, love your Lord. And we'll see you after the news. We'll be right back.